the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, good morning to you. Good afternoon. Good evening. It's a gorgeous day in Hawaii. It's going to be a perfect day to play golf. I hope you have a tee time. If you don't, we have some tee times for you at Volcano where it's 50 degrees. Doesn't that sound good? It's been a little bit, well, muggy on Oahu. 848, 1030, 1118, Makalei, upcountry, where Club 71 and Kalepahui are going out to play a round of golf. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 924, a 1044, and an 1158. Poipu, the OJ group is going, and there's a 1050, a 930, and an 840 if you'd like to play at Poipu Bay. Twilight only over at Kapolei, where the Kapolei women's Hui Ohana are going out, and the Elks Club is playing at Ko'olina. Great day to play. All right, we've got a round for you at Makena, 1030, 1144, and El Air has an 836, a 932, and a 1036 on Maui. We've got some great guests for you this morning. Gift, too, if you're the winner. You'll just be the 18th caller. That's all you got to do is dial a number, be the 18th caller, and you win this fabulous box of Nike Power Distance golf balls. That's because one of our fabulous sponsors is celebrating their 37th birthday, their anniversary. It's Olakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Bob Bubka, World Golf Radio, and he's got a website, bobbubka.com. Yes, he's on the show today, with Chris Garrett joining us a bit later, the tournament director for the LPGA Title Holders Tournament, and golf gal, Gail Moss, with golf news and commentary from a businesswoman's perspective, coming up with other guests as well. But first, the stars who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Olakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Olakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show, Bob Bubka. It's always great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and we're making a little first for me, my first appearance ever on the Danielle Tucker Show, doing it from a golf cart.
You're on a golf cart right now?
I am absolutely on a golf cart. On the very end of Long Island, my son got engaged, and we're going to have a big party later on. So I jetted out here and, you know, just chilling a little bit, thrilled that Tiger made the cut. The people at Golf Channel were over the moon because
of
Tiger making the cut.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, plus the media full room of media, they had tentative reservations to get out on Friday night. But Tiger prevailed, and wouldn't surprise me now if he goes on and wins the darn thing.
Yeah, really? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean it. I mean, you know, he's so unpredictable, Danielle, as you know. So he gets a little touch of success. It sounds crazy that we're bragging about Tiger Woods making the cut. I mean, the guy's won 80-some times around the world and 14 majors. And now all of a sudden it's big news that he made the cut, but,
Yeah. You
know, that's the way it is.
Okay, now I have a feeling, and I don't want to have this feeling because, as I mentioned on Wednesday, I love Wednesdays because there's promise in the air of great things to come for the weekend. And by Friday and Saturday, it's like, nothing ever turns out the way, not anymore, nothing's predictable. Tiger Woods is no longer predictable. He's become human, just like everybody else. You can't count on anything in golf. You just can't. No one has been able to say, I'm going to win, except for Tiger Woods, and now he can't say that anymore either. So, I think he has done this before. He has scraped by and made the cut by the number, only to fall apart on Saturday and Sunday. It's like he put everything into that moment on Friday to make it, and then he didn't pull through on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you bring up a great point there, Danielle, because that's a lot of people have mentioned things along those lines. But you know what it is? It's a progression. You know what I mean? You can't win unless you make the cut. So you got to make the cut first. And then you got to play well on Saturday to get yourself in position to win. Then you got to get to the back nine on Sunday and hope you can pull it off. So it's a multi-stage process. It's not to show up at the tournament and think you're going to win. And then meanwhile, when you do all of that right, you have to worry that somebody's not having a lights-out week themselves. I mean, you
exactly.
shoot five under every day and they shoot six under, you're not going to win.
Speaking of winning, Paul Casey is doing just fine after, well, he came in from, was it Korea? Totally jet-lagged, shot a 70 still, and then a 64, and now he leads.
Yeah, I know. Paul Casey, interesting story. I'm glad you brought his name up. From England, you know, a few years back, he probably was the best player from England, and now there are so many that are regarded better than him, and, you know, he's working hard. He's had a lot of injuries. He did have to pay some extra baggage to come back from Korea because he won the event there, but they paid him in the local currency, and I think he said he won like 200 million yen, whatever it is. So he packed it all in the suitcase, and then they charged him extra baggage on his flight back from Korea. But he did pretty well.
It's a good thing it wasn't ham.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody made a hole-in-one and won their body weight in ham. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
That's an unbelievable story. I mean, the guy, number one, made a hole-in-one a couple of weeks ago, or I actually thought it was a hole-in-one, and the first prize was a car, as you know, and he ran up there and saw that the ball was, you know, directly behind the pin, a quarter of an inch from the hole, so he didn't get a car. But now he gets a hole-in-one, he gets ham. It's not a fair world, Danielle. It's just not a fair world.
It's true, but we're just going back to the days of barter. You know, when you could walk up to the doctor and say, here's a chicken. Treat me. it's just a sign of the times. And by the way, that ham, that particular ham is a delicacy. So it's a big deal for certain people. So we're looking at Ernie Els. Ernie Els, you know, used to be somebody that you can count on. We're all getting older. But he shot a 69 and a 66. He's now tied for second. We love Ernie here. Sony Open winner, developed the Hawakalei golf course on Oahu's South Shore. So it's good to see him playing well.
Well, it is good to see him playing well, and he's playing well because he's playing. He normally wouldn't be playing, but, you know, he's going to be on the President's Cup team. By the way, Janice and I just this past week bought our tickets.
Oh!
You know, so when I report to you from down there, your show is on Saturday. It'll be Tuesday for me, so I'll be 3 days ahead of you. That ought to be a lot of fun.
And you can tell me I should wager on, okay?
I know. Yeah. Well, I'll even check the obituary, make sure you're not in there.
Thank you so much.
it's a 15-and-a-half-hour flight from L.A. into Melbourne. But it's on one of these new MD-380s. I don't know, I think it holds 400 passengers or something. You try and walk from the back of the plane to the front of the plane, it takes you about an hour. But it should be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement down there. I love Melbourne. Maybe a lot of your listeners don't realize that, but realize this fact that Melbourne, in its surrounding area, has so many top-quality golf courses. I'm talking world class because McKinsey developed some down there. You know, all the great architects wanted to go to Melbourne and build a golf course because it's sandy based. And, you know, Metropolitan, where they're going to play President's Cup, is great, but there's Yarra Yarra, there's Kingston Heath. I mean, in a 10-mile radius, it's just incredible.
Who do you suggest? Can we go to your website? BobBupka.com and find the best deals for something like that. Hopefully,
in the future, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. It's in its developmental stage. I think you're the first person to come. You're going to receive a nice reward for being the first to visit the site. But you know, these are crazy times, so we want to help people out when we can. Just think of it this way. And I was thinking of this yesterday, Danielle. 10 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, we had Bob Hope, and we had Steve Jobs. Now, we have no Jobs, no Cash, and no Hope.
That, you know, You're really good, Mr. Bubka. You are special. You can also find all of Bob's The Grill Room radio shows on his site. He's got everything listed, kind of like I do. So you can go back if you can't listen to something live. You can listen at your convenience. This is great.
And one thing, Danielle, we're going to have an extra special guest on The Grill Room, and it's going to be you. Janet says it's scheduled. You're coming on board, and we need a little ratings boost, so we're going for the heavy hitter and Danielle Tucker. It's going to make a guest appearance on The Grill Room. I'm serious.
I'm looking forward to it, Bob. Yeah. Are you kidding?
It'll be a lot of fun.
Let's come back. I want to talk to you about some of the guys who made the cut that was, Mr. Cantley. I mean, it's just so fabulous that he's made the cut and he's in because he deserved it after that round he had with Tiger Woods the first. And he was so charming. He said that Tiger was such a nice guy. But we're going to take a break and come back right after this. My name is Daniel Tucker. We're with Bob Bubka. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay Golf Course Fall Special. It's a special rate for visitors, $144 around, $100 around afternoon. It's a Poipu Bay visitor special, good through November 30th, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Look who I found on Twitter. Bob Bubka, VOG, Voice of Golf. Bob Bubka is on Twitter. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Danielle.
I'm following you, Bob. Okay, now all you have to do is go there and type in "Hello World."
I got to be honest. Janice does my Twitter because I'm such a tweet.
You're a twit.
I think
you're
that's what I am.
Because you're not tweeting. Yes, but you'll get you see all those jewels, those gems of wisdom that you come up with on the show. You know that. We're out of, what was that, hope, cash, and what else?
Jobs.
Okay, you can put that on Twitter, see? And you can wow everybody with your fabulous wit.
Well.
That's the whole thing about it. It's short, it's to the point, it's perfect. Let's talk about somebody who did a really great job handling the Tiger Woods pressure. Everybody was talking about this. I heard it everywhere. But Patrick Cantlay, how he's going to handle the pressure of the Tiger Woods mob that follows him everywhere he's going and makes all the ruckus, and there was quite a bit of ruckus from Paul Casey's round as well, but he was just as unflappable as can be. It was fabulous watching him.
No, you're right about that, Danielle, but you know, he's a remarkable kid. I mean, he He shot 60 in a PGA Tour event in Connecticut earlier this year, so he has a wealth of talent. He's one of those that you hate to say you can't miss, because there's been many can't misses, over the last 100 years. He's great player. He's a great guy, and he really wasn't bothered by Tiger Woods. He won a collegiate event on that very same golf course a year ago, so, you know, he's no stranger to the golf course, which certainly proves to be a big advantage.
Okay. Just some of the names didn't make the cut. Ben Curtis, Rory Sabatini, Ben Crane, Ryuichi Imada, Pat Perez, Sean McKeel, Boo Weekly, David Duval. And these guys are all, well, for the most part, some of them, Ben Curtis, Sean McKeel, Boo Weekly, David Duval, they're all trying to get their card for the secure their playing privileges for another year. Briony Baird is just amazing. He's made $5 million, and he's never won an event?
Yeah, actually, the three, Briony Baird and Kevin Na, 211 starts until he won last week. I mean, pretty amazing that you play 211 tournaments before you win. But, you know, that's what professional golf is really all about, perseverance and a dream and a belief in yourself that you can play well enough to win. And your listeners can use this. And the next time they tee it up, when they get to the first tee, just have a little belief that this is going to be their best round, or they're going to play their best hole, or they're going to make their best putt. That's what the pure essence of golf is all about, testing yourself. I mean, your best score could be 99, but so what? That's as good as somebody's best score being 69. It's your best, and you just keep testing yourself and, you know, enjoy it. Just don't get upset when you don't perform well, because getting upset is only going to make you perform worse.
Words of wisdom. Can we go to the Korean event that's going on, the Cologne Korea Open, where Ricky Fowler, Y.E. Yang, and Rory McIlroy are playing? Have you been following that one?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, those are three big names, and the checks that they received when they got to the first tee were pretty big, too. Let me assure you of that. So they're not under much pressure to win.
No, it's kind of hard to keep up with this is a PGA of Australia event, and you'll find it under One Asia if you look under online for the different places. But I was watching what Rory lost. Six shots in eight holes, just tumbled down the leaderboard. And Ricky Fowler, he's in the lead. He's eight under. He's four strokes ahead of Y.E. Yang. But the question I have for you is something that was discussed on Golf Channel during Morning Drive. Does Ricky Fowler, if he wins, does this count as much as if he were to win on a PGA Tour event?
No, not even close. I mean, it would be nice. It would give him he'd gain a sense of what it tastes like to win, and it probably would expedite his victory on the PGA Tour. I feel very strongly, Danielle, with Ricky Fowler, it's, not if he's going to win on the PGA Tour. It's simply when he's going to win. He has too much talent. You need breaks to win on the PGA Tour, a lip in instead of a lip out, and you have a victory. It's not all about, whoever hits the ball the best. I mean, a lot of times if you dissect a victory by anybody on the PGA Tour, you'll go back to the first round and you'll see where a guy hit a shot and it hit the out-of-bounds stake and came back inbounds. Had it gone out-of-bounds, he wouldn't have won. And, it's full of things like that, hole outs from bunkers. Look at Rocco Media. You don't need any better example than if it's your week. Last year, four times in one week, he holes out from the fairway, one of which being a hole-in-one. I mean, you just don't do things like that, but he did it, and, of course, he had a victory. But you can't count on holing out four times from the fairway in one PGA Tour stop. It's just a remarkable thing, but you never know with golf what the next hole is going to bring. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happened with Tiger. It used to be that he would get every break, every bounce. You know, it was just, and now he's not getting those breaks. He's not getting those bounces. Those putts aren't going in.
Well, you're right. Bring that. That's wonderful because, you know, golfing gods have a way of evening things up. And they looked at that tally sheet and they said, "Gee, Tiger, you're plus 50 good breaks. We're going to have to
take 50
bad breaks and then you'll be even."
Bob, it's great talking to you. Thanks for being on the show. You can find Bob at bobbupka.com and you can follow him on Twitter at bobbupka, V-O-G. And we'll have to plug him and make sure he tweets some of his wisdom.
Thanks for the plugs, but the funniest thing you said since I've been on the air, they got fall specials in Hawaii. But the temperature 70 degrees instead of 71?
No, instead of it being 89 and humid, it's a lovely 79 and mild.
It's the prettiest state in this country, I'll tell you that much. Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
You're going to come back? Aren't you going to be here for the...
We'll be there. You know that.
Can't wait to see you. Okay, bye. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back on the Gateway Tour. Maui's Sam Sir is fourth, going into the final round. It's a $100,000 Gateway Tour Championship. Leading after the first round, he had a 65. He followed with a 66 and a 74. Seven shots off the lead now, held by Scott Harrington. They're playing at the Rim Club in Payson, Arizona. Sir was 20th on the Gateway Tour money list, which qualified him for this tour championship. He's going to the first qualifying stage of Q School, you know, to go get his card for the PGA Tour. October 26th, he'll be in Beaumont, California. He's recovering. You know, remember we talked to him earlier this year on the show, and he was going to Makauau for the summer. Then he was going to go and move from San Diego. Well, he did move from San Diego to Dallas, and in the move, he hurt his back. So he's been recovering from this back injury and just starting to play. It's great to see him doing well, and I hope that this, you know, everything comes together for him, because he's great. He's a four-time NAIA All-American. He won last year's Mid-Pac Open, this year's Maui Open. You can catch the live scoring at gatewaytour.com. Oregon freshman Casey Isagawa finished second this week in the Edien Ilenfeld Invitational in Washington. Her team, the Ducks, they finished second. Washington freshman Sid Okino tied for 12th, and Gonzaga freshman Alice Kim was 43rd. And then Hawaii finished 8th in the USJ Women's State Team Championship. That was after team member Allison Corpuz withdrew. She went to play in another event, apparently, and she didn't finish. I thought that was weird, the USJ Women's State Team Championship. So we had two of our team members in there. Still, they finished 8th out of 51 teams. Waiakea High Sierra Min tied for 13 in individual scoring and had a three-round total of 229. Iolani freshman Hannah Furuichi tied for 30th with her 237. Hawaii's Stephanie Kono, three-time All-American at UCLA. Final stage of Q School in November. Maui Shayna Miyajima, playing on the Futures Tour, she'll be at the final stage as well. But from what I understand, these are some, you know, serious times for Stephanie Kono. She's going to have to make some big decisions. And I was reading Ann Miller's column article about Stephanie. And good morning, Stephanie Kono. It's so good to have you on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, when I was reading the article, I didn't realize that the LPGA has combined Q School with Futures qualifying.
Right.
When did that happen?
Oh, it actually started this year. Up until last year, the two qualifiers were separate. And college seniors would normally go through the Futures Tour qualifying because you can stay an amateur and be on the Futures Tour. And so that was my original plan. But when they combined the two, I was forced to go through the Q School that combined both Futures and LPGA.
Right. So in other words, coming out of college, let's say you graduate in May, don't you, from UCLA?
Yes. I'll graduate in June.
June. Okay. Yeah. And you'd still be on the golf team, right?
Yes.
Right.
I would.
But as a Futures Tour member, you could keep your amateur status, you could finish college, and be on the team.
Right, and then after I graduate, I could start playing tournaments right away on the Futures Tour.
As you could graduate, then turn professional.
Right, correct.
Ah, see, that's what I was thinking. And so what happens in November, if you get your card, you're going to have to decide if you're going to give up, that you can still go to UCLA and finish your collegiate work, but you can't be on the on the team, right?
No, I can't.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's a tough one. It seems to me that you've made the decision if you're going to go to the final stage, though. Have you?
Well, it's obviously going to be very difficult to turn down an LPGA card if I were to get one. But it is a lot to give up with my team, finishing my college career. So I haven't quite fully made the decision yet, and I'm still talking to my parents, my family, my coaches, so I'm not 100% sure really what I'm going to do.
But going to Q School will definitely be a huge bonus because you'll know what to expect.
Right, and the problem is if I were to not play in final stage, then I would only get conditional status on the Futures Tour. But if I were to go to final stage and just by teeing it up, I am guaranteed to have pretty much full status on the Futures Tour.
Uh-huh. Okay. What a game.
Right. So I do have to go to final stage just to guarantee a place for me to play after I graduate in June.
So if you don't finish Q School this year, we shouldn't think of anything of that, right? That's kind of like one of the strategy.
Maybe, but that would be a waste of $2,500.
Oh, okay. I don't understand. I'm going to have Chris Garrett on. He's the tournament director, LPGA title holders, the CME title holders, where, you know, all the winners, every event on the LPGA, they have three of the players qualified to go to title holders, right? So he's going to be on. I have to ask him, it must have been something about money, the expense of staging two different Q schools that forced them to combine the two, I'm thinking. Do you know?
I don't really know why. I think in a way it is a way, they're trying to make it like the PGA Tour, because if I'm correct, I think the PGA Tour doesn't have two separate qualifyings for the Nationwide or the PGA.
Right.
Just one.
Right.
And I think this is their way of legitimizing the Futures Tour.
Okay. Okay. So it makes you collegiate folk decide right away whether you're going to go professional. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Now, what do you want to do with your, do you want to be on the LPGA Tour? Is that your dream?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally my dream, and that's where I ultimately want to be. So, like I said, it would be hard to make that decision.
I got it. What are you going to get your degree in?
I am majoring in art history.
In art history. What did you want to do with that? Let's say you didn't work on the LPGA tour. What's your backup plan?
What is my backup plan?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to go to fashion design school.
Ooh.
Or just any kind of design school, maybe in LA or New York. And I'm still planning to do that after my golf career is done. So I am going to do that either way. And from what I've heard and from people that I've talked to, an art history degree can really help me to get into those schools. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, you've got the perfect degree to go from college to fashion. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show on such short notice. It's been a real pleasure. If you want to listen in, Chris Garrett is going to be joining us. I want to ask him straight up why he's put you in this predicament.
Please do.
Welcome to the show, Chris Garrett, the tournament director of the CME title holders, the LPGA final event that has the top players of the tour. Is this a no-cut event, Chris?
It is a no-cut event. We're at 66 players that qualify throughout the year, and they'll play all 4 days. So it's a nice tournament for us.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I'm so glad the CME group stepped up and they're promoting the LPGA. Now, I got to ask you, because Stephanie Kono is going to go to the final stage of Q School, and she's got this big decision to make. She wants to be an LPGA Tour player. That's always been her dream. But she wanted to, like, finish her UCLA with her team, because she's been with her team. She's an All-American 3 years in a row. You know, she could be an All-American the four years. But after Q School, she's going to have to make the decision, since you've combined the futures qualifying and the LPGA Tour qualifying into one. Why exactly did you do that to her?
Well, unfortunately for you, I'm not an expert on the Q School area there, but I think they're just trying to weed out the better players over the course of Q School, and I think you'll see some changes coming in the future, similar, you know, to give more weight to the Futures Tour. That's just my opinion. I don't have that on fact.
No, it's quite all right. I didn't mean to put you on the spot either. It was Stephanie's on the line, and I said, I wonder, you know, I remember reading something, and I think she's right when she mentioned that what they wanted to do was make it more like the PGA Tour, the Nationwide, just make it more a developmental tour, and as you said, make sure that the people who are taking part really want to. You'd think for $2,500 that would be guaranteed. Like she said, it's quite a bit of money. Stephanie, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be following you. We'll see what you do in November.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Aloha.
Bye.
Chris, getting CME group title holders, the CME group to sponsor the title holders, a huge, huge thing. Now, title holders has a history. And I was looking through, you know, some of the things online and noticing that, of course, there was a title holders that was a major event on the LPGA, even before the LPGA was founded. That is not the same. This is, why was the title holders title chosen?
Well, Commissioner Juan had known about the title holders. It was actually played in Augusta, Georgia, way back when, and it was a major for the LPGA. They gave out a jacket. I don't know that it was a green jacket, but he had this vision in his mind that we would, you know, basically give the titles that support us throughout the year an opportunity to come together under one tournament and kind of celebrate their sponsorship. And so that's why the qualifying process, three players from each event, and those players that qualify, say, from the Honda Thailand or the Craft Nabisco, their caddy will wear a bib with that tournament's logo on it. And so just an opportunity to give back to those tournaments, to kind of highlight them, other than their week throughout the year, to highlight them at the season-ending event. And so it's really going to be a great event. And CME had done a pro-am with our LPGA players for about 4 years, and and just like our players so much that they decided to step up as a main sponsor.
I like it. I like the idea of a party to celebrate the whole year, having all of the people who were a part of the tour, who made the tour successful throughout the year, to be able to come back together again and celebrate their participation and, you know, be recognized for all the work they've done.
Yeah, that's the idea behind it, that, we'd like to, you know, the tournaments have the opportunity to bring their title sponsors out and play in the Pro-Am one last time for the year and be part of it. And we're going to have some signage and some special things on the golf course in which we will give some presents to those other events. And so it's really going to be a nice event.
Is it going to move to Naples?
Right now we're doing everything we can to have the tournament in Orlando. And obviously CME has some history in Naples, but no decision's been made. And we're going to do the best thing for the tournament. We're going to do the best thing for CME Group. But our focus right now is just doing the best event we can at Grand Cypress Resort in Orlando. There, it's a great golf course, great people there, and we're thrilled to be there.
It's November 17th to the 20th. Was it played in 1937 in Orlando?
I don't believe so. I believe that before it was played at Augusta,
yeah,
Georgia.
That's what I read too. So I was just trying to figure out why one piece of literature gave me one piece of information and another didn't.
there was some title holders recently that were played in Daytona, but not the original title holders that this is kind of paying homage to.
I like the idea. I've talked about the idea of having an Augusta event like the men have, you know, the Masters. And having a master's style for the women's and on the women's tour, and maybe have something in. I didn't realize that the title holders had been played in Augusta, just not at the Masters tournament location.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it was a nice deal. Mike Vaughn went to Augusta and he met with the people that kind of own that tournament, the name of that, the title holders. And they showed him the trophy and the jacket and the history of it, and so it's that's how it came about.
Excellent. I looked at how at the Honda LPGA Thailand, the three qualifiers got in. Yanni Sen, of course, she won. Michelle Wee was second. She qualified. Kari Webb was tied for third. What happens when you have ties for third in an event at the beginning? How does this other person who doesn't, you know, they're tied for third, how do you decide which one gets in?
That is a good question. I've never noticed that, and it hadn't come up. My guess is maybe that it's the higher of the work of the Rolex rankings. That would just be my logical guess to see how they would break that tie. And who did she tie with at that event? I didn't even notice. She ended up winning the week later anyway. And
yeah, exactly. and everybody, once you have qualified, of course, you're out. And that gives everybody a really good chance, not everybody, but the players who are playing strongest in the year, a very good chance of getting into the title holders.
Well, it's a great format in the sense that we've got probably 18 of the top 20 right now in the Rolex rankings, but we've also got some girls that played well one week and might have kind of snuck in, for lack of a better term, but they can come out to the title holders, and if they have a great week, win $500,000 for the first place check and really change their careers. And so it provides an opportunity to really change the careers of some of the younger girls and you know, maybe establish some of the veterans and the Yanni things. And so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Of course, we've got Lexi Thompson with her first appearance since her win in the United States, and so we're excited about that.
Absolutely. And Vicki Hurst and Ryan O'Toole are just two of the young women who are new on the tour, who are already in the title holders, the CME Group title holders event that's coming up in November. And of course, Lexi Thompson, it's really exciting that Lexi is now a member of the LPGA Tour. All of the swirling questions around her being accepted or being extended an invitation was all so silly, it seemed to me, when All she had to do was, after having been given the exemption to go through Q school, just request that she be exempted for the age to be an actual member. So it's
well,
very just, yes.
Well, it helps if she won. Obviously, I don't think if she would have won, they would have, you know, just allowed her to petition again without going to Q school. But
no, I don't think
when you either. When you prove you can win, that says a lot, and she won in convincing fashion against the, you know, the best players in the world, and she's a real talent. She's going to be a great player for the LPGA.
Yeah, and she's really steady. You know, she's very mature, and people say that very easily. Oh, she's so mature for her age. It's easy to seem mature for your age when you've done one thing your whole life, and you haven't been put into situations where you haven't had the guidance. That's when maturity really starts to show itself. But when you're 17, you can be very mature for your age. I was very mature for my age. Doesn't mean I was mature for my age my entire life up till now. I made many mistakes after being mature for my age. My point is that to see her with guidance and the steady head that she has, and to have not been caught up in the furor of let Lexi play, she was like, wait a minute, her team was very, we're not in a rush. We're not in a hurry. Why are you getting all crazy about this? And I liked seeing that part where her team, she and her father and her manager, were so steady, so steadfast, so without being pushy, for lack of a better.
Yeah, the great thing about it was she just really let her play do the talking, and it wasn't lawyers and petitions and anything else that got her onto the PGA, on the LPGA tour. It was really, she went out and proved that she could do it, and
yeah,
it's hard to deny that.
Good to see. So you're the tournament director for the CME title holders and also for the Founders Cup?
Correct.
You have
responsibility.
Yes, you do. And I'm glad to see that it's been extended to 72 holes.
It will be a 72-hole event. We announced last week that we'll be back at the JW Marriott in Phoenix for 2012, and hopefully here in the next 4 to 6 weeks we'll have some more news to come forth with the tournament for here in Phoenix, and we're looking forward to that. But we're just excited to be back at the Marriott in Phoenix and be part of it here again. Phoenix is a great golf town.
It is. I really had a good time being with you at the Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Fundraiser. It was a real pleasure meeting you, and I really enjoy Phoenix. I've got to know from the Scottsdale to the West Side. Never thought I'd ever have this much knowledge of your great town, and I'm looking forward to coming back. Thank you very much.
Well, we welcome you anytime. We hope to see you at the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup in March.
That'd be fun. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll talk soon. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Hit a rock and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. I've got something for you to do today. Go to Olomana. You know, you love Olomana. It's right on the ocean. It's in Waimanalo. Doesn't get much better. Oh, maybe Kahuku, nah. Olomana Golf Links. They're having a demo day from 10 this morning until 3 this afternoon. There is a $15,000 hole-in-one prize, okay? You qualify, and then you get in 10 guys and 10 girls, plus TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, Nike, Cobra, Fixiest golf bags. They're all going to be there. There's going to be a music truck and waffle dogs, and it's a party. It's at Olomana Golf Links. Starts at 10 o'clock and goes to 3 o'clock. And if you've got, you know, a round at Poly that starts at 9 this morning, go play your round and go over and win $15,000. Why not? Think positive. Bob Bubka was talking about it just earlier. I always go with absolutely no expectations. None. I don't expect to have a great round, but I don't play enough to expect to have a great round. I just expect to enjoy the scenery. That's really what I want to do when I go play around. Let's go talk with a man who created a website that's very interesting. It has lots of tips, okay? Something for you to check out. SecretInTheDirt.com. The secret is in the dirt.com. Mike Maves, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for waiting. We had a little delay.
Yeah, did I bing in at the wrong time earlier?
No, you didn't bing in at the wrong time at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. We just had, you know, we had children. Children had their own issues, and children always take precedence over everything. You don't have children, do you, Mike?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, you
sure
do? Then you know when something happens with the children, does an interview mean anything at that moment? No, of course not.
Absolutely not.
Right. So we had a guest with the children situation going on. You created SecretInTheDirt.com. Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why. The main reason that we did this was sort of just happenstance. I was had become good friends with Steve Elkington over the through the internet and through just talking golf swing and so on. And he literally said to me, you know, what do you want to do, Mike? And I said, well, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing through YouTube and blogs and things like that. And I said I'd like to do more of that. And I described an idea for a social network. And Elk turned to me and he said, that sounds great. We're going to do that. You and me, 50-50s, we're going to be partners. Let's do that. So that's how it happened.
That's fantastic. What a guy. I mean, that really is. Steve Elkington, by the way, if you didn't know, has, I'm sure you know, Mike, made the cut. He shot a 69, finished this morning, going into round three, tied for 66. Great to see. Great guy. Came out with Pat Perez, and who else was with us? The three of them put on clinics the other night?
Well, actually, it was, I opened the clinic, which was nerve-wracking enough, but I've done it before. So it was me and Elk and Pat Perez and Scott McCarron. That was at Pasatiempo. In Santa Cruz, California.
You were raising money for a charity?
We raised some money for junior golf. Basically it was a golf outing and a wine and cheese and you know, a bit of a social. And you know, we do this once in a while to you know, give Secret in the Dirt some exposure in the real world, not just the internet world, you know.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. It's important to do that. So you have a social networking site that's for golfers. people might say to themselves, my goodness, don't we have enough social networking sites? I mean, we have, you know, this and that and this and that. But secretinthedirt.com is specifically for golfers who want to do what?
Well, and two things. One, get better at golf, and number two, connect with other golfers. I mean, that's basically what we're all about. So for instance, because this was sort of spawned out of things that were going on with me and with YouTube, what we decided was that, you know, we could communicate with the most golfers if we created a series of instruction videos. So we've got a vault with over 500 videos right now. Much of it's instruction. Some of it is just behind the scenes, the tour, or behind the scenes at Champions Golf Club or wherever we are. But the idea we had was, hey, if we can create this glut of information that comes from me and from Elk, and Jack Burke Jr. Mm-hmm. Is involved, then we could create a means for people to discuss those videos. So what we put out there becomes sort of the start of the conversation. And we do that. We do a new video every day. And we're hoping that, I mean, because we can't do one-on-one lessons with people, we're hoping that they can take what we start each day and amongst themselves help each other. You know, that was the real main goal. Jack Burke Jr., his goal is, he's always said, you know, the future of golf is in the good amateur. And we just want to make more good golfers happen, because we feel that that's the way to grow the game.
I like it. What if I submitted a video of myself? Could somebody like go in there and go, this is what you need to do?
Yes, because what happens is, if you create a profile, you also have the ability to upload your own videos. So we have the vault videos that are created by the Secret in the Dirt team. But then every single person, whether they're an instructor who wants to put up a video about, you know, what their teaching philosophy is, or whether it's just a golfer that wants comments from the Secret in the Dirt community about their particular golf swing, all of our users can upload videos. They can either upload it straight to our server, or they can import videos from YouTube, and then they're in the activity stream right then.
That's fantastic. Okay, before we talk about your fireside chat and what Secret in the Dirt means to you,
right?
I just want to say that I think having those events that you were talking about, the event that you just had on Tuesday evening, those are really important, because it's one thing to be in the virtual world; it's another thing to meet the people you're communicating with. I mean, keeping personal relationships or a social connection physically is really important, that physical interaction, which is why people have tweet ups. If you hear someone say, I'm going to a tweet up, that means that they're going to go meet people that they tweet with at a restaurant or a nightclub, wherever it happens to be. They're going to go to the museum together. It doesn't really matter, whatever their interest happens to be. Now, with you, and I use physical for a very specific reason, having that physical connection, that one, talking to people, actually seeing their faces, seeing that interaction. You talk about Secret in the dirt being the secret to what in golf?
Well, Secret in the Dirt was an old phrase that in the 50s a lot of golfers used. Mostly it was Ben Hogan, and it was the idea is, people would come, you know, Ben, what makes you so good, you know? What do I need to do? And the phrase was, the secret's in the dirt, you're going to have to dig it out for yourself. In other words, you got to get in there and just start hitting golf balls. I had a different take on it. I was sort of a Ben Hogan nut, and I sort of wanted to look at every angle on that, and I got very sort of into actually ground pressures and using the ground. And I said, well, maybe the secret in the dirt's more about how you use the ground. So I wrote a book about that, and that's how I wound up running into Elk. But what Secret in the Dirt as a social community is the tool for everybody who's interested in improving at golf and getting a bit deeper connection with golf. That's the tool that they can use to start their own journey to find their golf swing and find their own secret in the dirt. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Will you be on the show again? We'll talk about your book. You're fun to talk with.
Oh, sure. I'd love to be on.
Okay. We have to take a break and bring in Cheryl Duke. She's got a fabulous event, the 5th annual Swing for Wishes. It benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation in Hawaii. She's going to come on and tell us about that. Real pleasure talking to you. Mike Mave, secretinthedirt.com. Real simple. Call it exactly like you would. Secretinthedirt.com. Join. It's free, isn't it?
It sure is.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Have a great
day.
Thanks,
Daniel.
Okay.
Hey, bye-bye.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, that's the problem. You see it on TV and then not even close. Feel it. Just try to feel it. You know, just go play. You need to do that sometimes. Speaking of playing, these kids know how to play. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Do you know we're getting ready for the Japan Asia Cup that's coming up really soon? Or is it the Asia Pacific Cup? Oh, Mary B. Porter King will explain everything to us. The cup is coming up when the team from Japan, top junior golfers in Japan, play against the top junior golfers in Hawaii. It's kind of not fair because the state only has, you know, what, a million people in it or so? And so we're up against the entire Japanese population, all the junior golfers over there. But we have a great time. We have some great golfers at the 2011 Junior Tour Series All Ages Maui, hosted by the Kahili Golf Course. Gorgeous course. You need to go play there. Kimberly Miyamoto of Kahului took first by 2 strokes over Kalea Hugh of Wailuku in the girls 15 to 18. Alex Chiarella of Pukalani, also on Maui. Hey, Maui, you're sprouting a bunch of great golfers. He won the boys 15 to 18 by 5 strokes. You can see he's one of the Player of the Year potential winners. In the girls 13 to 14, Annika Espino. I wonder if she was named after Annika Sorenstam. What do you think? Okay, shot a 76 and an 84 for her win. And Kyle Supa, blazing, 72-67. He won the boys 13 to 14 division. He's also one of the potential Player of the Year winners. Speaking of winners, this organization makes winners out of lots of kids who maybe don't feel like winners. In fact, they probably don't feel like winners a lot at times. But they are when a wish comes true for them. And the only way you can make a wish come true is if you have money to make that wish happen. You know, the tickets to Disneyland or wherever it happens to be. So Swing for Wishes is a campaign that Hyatt Regency Waikiki Beach Resort and Spa and the Oahu community puts together to raise money to make the wishes come true. And the chair for the Hyatt Regency portion, they're organizing it. Cheryl Stew is on the line. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Danielle.
It's good to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's such a great. I mean, you know, you get chicken skin tears when you hear some of the stories behind the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Hawaii. The hundreds of people who have put together these dreams for the kids. What are they? What are some of the more unusual requests that they've had?
Well, I think as a result of our event from last year, what happens is during Christmas time we have a lighting ceremony, and what we do is we take that opportunity to present the check to Make-A-Wish. And what Make-A-Wish Hawaii does is they bring down at least three or four of the Wish Kids that we can actually see that their wish came true or are coming true. So a couple of them were like, I think they sent a boy to Ohio to meet the Cleveland Cavaliers, which was his wish.
Wow.
And yeah, another 14-year-old boy was able to go on the set of Transformers 3. So, and there was another girl with her favorite star, Selena Gomez. So there definitely wishes come true there.
And these are for local kids who've been diagnosed with life-threatening medical conditions?
Yes, and the good thing about Make-A-Wish Hawaii and donating to that is that all the money that we make from the Swing for Wishes tournament strictly goes to, you know, stays in Hawaii.
Stays in Hawaii.
Yep.
Great. Now, this is the fourth year, right? Or is it the fifth year?
This is our fifth year.
And over the past 4 years, you've raised $200,000?
Yep, $230,000 over the past 4 years, and our goal this year is to raise another $80,000 or so. And I think the average cost for a wish to come true is about $8,900. So we were able to make about 25 wishes come true over the past 4 years.
That's fantastic. That's, you know, when you think about it, $9,000 to make somebody's wish come true who may not be here next year or 2 years from now.
Yes,
that's not a huge amount, but for the family that's dealing with the medical issue, dealing with that the drain, and I don't say that in any way. You do it over and over again. You sell your body parts to make your child better again. That's
yep.
You know, that's not a point. The point is that these children, they're just it's just something that it gives them something, just fulfillment.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now on a happy note, let's do our ID before I get in trouble with our friends at the FCC, you know, all those guys. Hi, guys. KPY Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. Okay. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? What is exciting is that we're having a golf tournament to raise money. It's called Swing for Wishes, and it's happening at the Prince Course.
Yes. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's expanded. Now you're taking over all three courses?
Yes, last year we started taking over three courses just because we didn't want to turn away any golfers. So we have the challenge again to fill all three courses, and we definitely have more teams to be signed up for a golf tournament.
All right. How do we sign up?
You easily can sign up on swingforwishes.com, and you can register online there. You can also make payment online. We extended our sign-up through this next Friday, October 14th. So we're definitely still looking for golfers. It's an awesome tournament. Because of a lot of our support from our vendors and people we work with at the Hyatt, as well as Swing for Wishes, why we have some fabulous silent auction prizes, round trip for two to Korea, including a stay at the Park Hyatt Seoul. We have round trip for two to Japan, including Grand Hyatt Tokyo. And these silent auction items, you know, all the benefit, the money that we raise from this all goes to Make-A-Wish Hawaii. And we have over 75 raffle prizes to give out. So, you know, at least one half of the people coming will win something.
Wow. We should have started talking about this much sooner. You should extend the deadline to the 15th, and then you can be on the show next week, and we can do this a little earlier in the show so we catch the audience that may have left already. This is fabulous. Okay, how much does it cost to enter?
We have different sponsorships. For a team of three players, the bronze sponsorship is $799. You can also enter as an individual entry, which is $299. And we have, silver sponsors where you can have $1,999 for two teams of three players, plus you have a two-hole sponsorship, you know, all the way up to platinum for $5,000. So it's And if you just want to, you know, donate raffle prizes or prizes for the golf tournament, you can also sign up online as well.
And that's at swingforwishes.com.
Swingforwishes.com, yes.
Okay, swingforwishes.com. All the money raised stays in Hawaii for children who have been diagnosed with life-threatening medical conditions, who will then get their wishes come true. The Make-A-Wish Foundation Hawaii will be able to help kids who have those medical issues have their wish come true. What are the silent auction is fabulous. Will you run through those prizes one more time?
We have a round trip for two to Korea at Park Hyatt Seoul. Round trip for two to Japan, including stay at Grand Hyatt Tokyo. We have mainland trips, outer island packages to Hyrynsi Maui. And there's over 75 raffle prizes to give out. So there's a lot going on.
That's fantastic. All right. Is there anything you wanted to mention? We have time.
Let's see. Well, you know, I just want to talk about Make-A-Wish Hawaii, which, you know, for the Hyatt, we've always believed in community service. So on a bigger scale, what we did at Hyatt is we teamed up with the Make-A-Wish through, they have room arrangements where, you know, Make-A-Wish kids come and, want, you know, some of the wishes is to come to Hawaii. So we do room arrangements for that. But we took it one step further, you know, and with the Swing for Wishes golf tournament. And I think just Make-A-Wish Hawaii, they've granted over 800 wishes. And again, all the funds that are raised to this tournament is going to stay in Hawaii. You know, it's not only about the children, I think. It's about the family that's going through, you know, this life-threatening for the kids and all the stress that they go through. So I think this is such an awesome tournament. And, you know, again, all the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish Hawaii so that the family and the children can make their wishes come true.
I have a special friend, Pepe, who's now at, I think, Disneyland with his daughter. And it's really special. And as you said, the stress, you just do it, of course, as a parent. But to be able to take the break. So it's swingforwishes.com. Opens right up. Just get in there and make your donation or sign up. Be in the golf tournament. The tournament date itself is?
October 20th. That's on a Thursday.
October 20th. The deadline to register is the 14th, this coming 14th, Friday?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you can be a team, you can be a sponsor, you can be an individual, okay? Or you can contact their team at 237-6341. 237-6341. Swingforwishes.com. Thanks, Cheryl.
All right. Thanks, Danielle.
We'll talk soon. Aloha.
Sure. Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We've got a dozen power distance, PD long, Nike precision golf balls to give away to the 18th caller. That's all you got to do is dial 808-296-5467. As long as you have not won in the last 6 months, you are the winner, and I will send them to you. Hopefully, you've gotten your balls in the mail already, because I haven't gotten a couple of my golf magazines in the mail for 2 weeks now. I'm going to have a conversation with the post office. Hey, guys, I want my mail. All right. I was just down there bringing those golf balls in, dropped them off, picked up some putters. Yeah. But the reason we can give away these beautiful Nike Precision Power Distance PD Long golf balls is because Alakai Mechanical is celebrating their 37th anniversary. And one of the group of guys at Alakai Mechanical, the unsung heroes, is the duct cleaning department. Now, you know, you've got AC. You want it to run right, because the worst thing if you're in a building is when the AC goes out. So you got to make sure that you clean those ducts. And who does that? Alakai Mechanical. So give them a call, whether it's a condo, an office building, your business. These are your experts on call. Alakai Mechanical. All right, let's bust the loose now. We've got a young lady from Canada. She calls herself Golf Gal, and she's at golfgal.ca. All right, she's from Canada. And she does everything, opinions about all things golf from a businesswoman's perspective. Welcome to the show, Gail Moss.
Well, it's a pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to meet you, so to speak. let's have some fun, all right? You okay. Say you have opinions on just about everything.
Yeah.
So what are you watching right now? You watching the PGA Tour? You watching via the Internet? You watching the LPGA Tour? What are you watching?
I'm watching the Hannah Bank
Okay.
of Korea with the ladies, yeah.
Okay, you're watching Hannah Bank. And
yeah.
What do you think of the event? What do you think of the leaderboard?
I love the event, you know? Okay. I do. I love the event. All the best players are pretty well there. The Americans, Paula Creamer and Michelle Wee, but... You know, then the Korean ladies who are, you know, seem to be overtaking the LPGA, it's in their home country, and it's just wonderful to see them there and seeing the, you know, Na Young Choi and the others. I love the international flavor of women's golf.
It's wonderful. Su Jin Yang is at the lead right now. Na Young Choi is second. Yanni Zen is tied for second as well. You look at the leaderboard and you see all the Korean flags. It's really quite marvelous. Mm-hmm. And sprinkled inside there's, of course, a couple. We see Maria Horth. We see the American flag, Brittany Lincecome, Angela Stanford. Okay, they're all there. So I was looking at, Karen Stubble is doing very nicely. Thank you very
yeah.
much. And I was, good to see Karen, because most of the players from the Solheim Cup seem to be kind of like, well, not quite a Solheim Cuppy. And that includes, where did she go? Suzanne Peterson. Yo, Suzanne.
Yes.
She's tied for 57th, not having the best day. 75 and a 72, she's three over. And so it's just interesting to see the changes. You have to think of the schedules that these girls have been on.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Mitch Adler. Thank you. Mitch Adler of Curtistown on the Big Island. I think Mitch has won many, many years ago. Mitch, thank you for still listening. It's been like 8 years, right? Since he won last? That's fantastic. Thanks so much. All right. So those golf balls will be coming to you. And also go with priority mail. I'll give the post office another chance before I change to FedEx. Okay. Talking with Gail Moss, and Gail has her very own website. Why did you create this website, golfgal.ca?
Well, you know, one of the things I've always wanted to do is write a book, and it is a huge undertaking to write any kind of book. But I thought, well, why don't we start small and start writing a blog about something I'm passionate about? They always say, write what you know. And I'm passionate about golf. Addicted is a better word. And so I started writing a golf blog, and I thought, well, what am I going to talk about? Well, the only thing I know is what I know. So talk about what I know, my opinions on things. I can rant and rave. I can, you know, do those kinds of things and have fun with it. And it doesn't take up my life to do it. I can do it when I have time. So it was perfect. And it kind of caught on, and I've become even more addicted to my golf blogging than I am about my game.
It's taken over. It's better than a book. You won't make money making a book. You'll be able to, and it's a lot of work, and then you have this baby called a book, and then you wish that it would catch on and somebody would buy it, and you're depressed about how many copies aren't sold. With a blog, there's something about it, it evolves, it morphs into things, it changes, it's not something that just is static.
It grows up with you, you know, as you...
Yes.
Interesting, you know, I've been doing this since 2007, and it's changed in many ways, and I've sort of found a little niche for myself. I'm heavy into the Big Break series, and I love to interview people like you do on your show. I do it offline and then post the interviews later, people who've written books on golf or people who are involved in the golf industry in some way. And I've gotten excited about that because it lets me do sort of what you do, but in an offline way, and post things at my own time frame as opposed to, you know, a regular radio show. But it's fun, and people have started to recognize me for some of the things that I've been doing in that space.
I'm very happy for you. Now, we agree that we both like the LPGA and that they're doing fabulous things, and it's global, and that's wonderful. What don't you like about the LPGA? Come on, Gail. There's got to be something that upsets you.
Well, you know, it's not so much about the LPGA as much about women's golf.
All right.
The lack of support from sponsors has really, you know, stagnated the growth of women golf in North America. I think the Koreans coming in have been really good for the game because they're sort of kicking butts with the North American audience and saying, hey, you know, what happened to we're the greatest? Why aren't we always at the top of the leaderboard? I'm hoping that'll shake things up a bit, but I know so many of the young ladies trying to get through the mini tours and the the DuraMed Futures Tour, and they have to give up the game because they're living out of the back of vans. They cannot get sponsors. The purses are so small; it's ridiculous. The PGA, you know, puts out about 100 millionaires a year, and the LPGA a handful at best. And it's just so lopsided one way. And you know, so many people that I know, so many men that I know who love to watch the LPGA say they learn more from watching the women and the way they play the game of golf than seeing Tiger Woods or Dustin Johnson out there, you know, just smashing the ball. So there is an audience out there, and it bothers me that more sponsors don't pay attention to that.
I understand, but you know what? That same thing about women having the perfect game for the guy. Do you know how long I've been saying that on this show? Since the beginning of time, that, oh, you should watch women's golf, guys, because you'll really learn a lot. The guys don't watch women's golf on television because they're going to learn a lot. They watch it to be wowed, to be inspired. I'm going to go out and do that myself. I can do it. I can see him do it. I'm going to take him on. I'm going to go do it. That's why guys watch men's golf on television. That's why they watch pro football, pro basketball, pro baseball, so they can be impressed with the professionals doing it. Now, the women in Korea, I have to say this, they work harder than we do.
Mm-hmm.
They work harder from a younger age. They don't have to become professionals. Some people say we're way too easy, you know, we're too hard on these amateurs who want to become professionals when they're 10. It doesn't matter. In Korea, it's a little factory, and everybody's taken care of. We don't have that same little factory where everybody's taken care of in the United States. Does that mean that we need to create a little Olympic-style factory churning out golfers? I don't know, but
well,
that's,
you know,
something I think we should look at.
I think it's part of it, too, is, you know, I mean, certainly the culture there is much different, and, you know, there's mandatory... a lot of mandatory things. Men have to be, you know, in the military for a couple of years, and the women have to play on the Korean tour for a couple of years before they're allowed to move on. And I'm not into that sort of regimented view of life, but I am, you know, excited that golf is a part of their curriculum in school. And we don't see that in Canada hardly at all. We're trying to grow the game at the younger ages. But, you know, it'll start at 6 or 7. They'll come in with a few plastic clubs, and it doesn't go much farther from there. And I think that that's a problem. I mean, there are a lot of ways to coordinate schools with golf clubs to allow kids to play and fall in love with the game at a young age. And in Korea, because they have golf as part of their school curriculum, you know, it's mandatory like any gymnasium type of event that we do here. And I think that probably gets them playing the game longer right through high school. And so they come out the other side better players and opportunities to take it to the next level.
Let's switch to long putters.
Oh.
How much do you hate the long putter?
You know, somebody would ask me the question, what's your favorite golfer? And my answer these days is anybody who isn't carrying a long putter. I mean, when I saw Phil pick up that long putter, it broke my heart. I have to tell you, you know, it just broke my heart. I really do believe the long putter is an advantage for the players who carry it. No question about it. And if it's legal, carry it. I couldn't possibly do it because it would go against my principles of how you're supposed to play the game of golf. Anything where you take a putter and you anchor it against your body, I think, is breaking a rule, and I don't understand why that hasn't been brought up before. Nice to see the mini tour in Europe has now banned the belly putter. I'm very excited to see that.
Uh-huh.
The argument that too many players are using it today on the PGA Tour, I think, hasn't got any worth to it. I mean, square grooves, everybody and their brother was using square grooves on wedges, and yet they banned those after a period of time. And yes, you have to phase these things in, but I'm really hoping that the USGA will take a look at this and say, you know what, enough. Time to go back the way golf was meant to be played. And sure, does it make it tougher? Absolutely, it makes it tougher. But that's the game of golf. There's regulation on the size of the head of your driver. There's even regulations on grips. There's regulations on balls. But this putter seems to have gotten away with too much. And we've got to go back to where the game was played through really touch and skill on the greens that is missing.
Well, it's not helping Michelle Wheat.
No.
So, you know, the argument that I understand what you're saying, the anchoring, that it seems to be an advantage. There are people who will argue that it is a disadvantage because it gives you too many different things to make a mistake with. Too many of your body parts are involved and you can come off plane. I don't want to go into the physics of that. I could do, Dr. Yar and I could talk for hours about that facet of the game. But, you know, as long as it's legal, as Ernie L. said, it's legal, I'm going to use it as long as it's legal. You know, why not? Maybe I'll get my confidence back. The question is,
and that's true. That's absolutely true. That's what I say. As long as it's legal, I'm just hoping that someday it won't be.
It won't be. I don't think they look pretty. I think they're ugly. I wrote a column about my October column. There's a portion about it's not graceful. I think Michelle is doing herself a disservice using it. And, you know, here I am in Michelle Wheat territory in her country. Hawaii is where she grew up, and we love her. But I don't think she's doing her any good. I think she should just get rid of it and go see Dave.
You know, I do too, absolutely. And it's interesting the way she uses the long putter up against her left arm, sort of lying up against her left arm.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way of using it. I haven't seen anybody else using it like that. I mean, they often anchor it, you know, in their sternum or high up near under their chin. And hers on that left arm looks very bizarre.
Yeah. Now, how about slow play? What are we going to do about slow play? We're going to solve all the problems right now.
Yeah, slow play is something, it's another one of my pet peeves. Really got me going here today, Danielle.
That was my idea. That's why I bust the loose.
You know what? I think it's one of those things that's keeping people off the golf course.
Yep, it is.
A lot of players just can't take the time anymore. And my view is that it should be penalized on the tour much more than it is. And I think golf courses need to do some things that are rather... maybe severe is a bad word, but, you know, there are companies or courses out there that are doing some interesting things. There's a course in Minnesota called the Deer Run, and what it does is they have these fast play days on Fridays where if you haven't finished 9 holes in under 2 hours, they kick you off the course. They'll give your money back for half the round, but
excellent.
They'll kick you off the course. And it's really, you know, turned that course around. People want to play there now.
Yeah.
And that I would want to play there. I'd pay extra to know I'm going to play under 4 hours. I mean, that's how important it is to me.
Gail Moss has interviewed most of the Big Break contestants after every show since Ka'ana Pali. Are you coming back to Hawaii?
I'll be in Hawaii in November, and love playing the Ka'ana Pali courses. They bring back really good memories of the interviews with all those ladies. And, yeah, I play every course on the island pretty well, and I love them all.
Excellent. So you'll be back in Hawaii. Who was your favorite interview from the Big Break?
You know, I have to say Robbie Burshank from the Big Break Indian Wells. He is a joy. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and there's so much drama on Big Breaks that the Big Break Indian Wells was the best series I ever did, and the guys on it were true gentlemen, and yet the show was still exciting and interesting. And I
so it didn't have to have the drama? It didn't have to have the backstabbing? It didn't have to have all that
stuff? No, it didn't, and it was great. I mean, we're seeing Big Break Ireland coming on now, and we're already seeing the drama after a couple of shows. And I think the game speaks for itself. I don't think all that drama is really needed.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's a waste of their time. They're better, just like you said, they should be just playing the game up against each other. But it makes for good television, I suppose.
Hey, reality TV is here to stay, no question about it.
All right. Well, when you're in Hawaii, I hope to see you.
I'd love to. That would be great.
You'll be on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you staying?
We stay in Lahaina. I rent a condo there every year.
Excellent. All right. Well, you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. I hope I didn't disappoint you. You made a big deal on Twitter. Let's see. What is she going to ask me? What did you think I was going to ask you, dear?
I don't know.
What's your favorite
wine? I think we did
okay. What's your favorite wine?
My favorite wine is always red.
Anything red. Some Thunderbird.
A really good Argentinian Malbec would work.
All right. There you go. Thanks so much. Gail Moss, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Bye for now.
All right. Aloha. I want to thank you for being part of the show every week in and week out. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, starting this fall, it's the Poipu Bay Visitor Special. It's a special rate for our visitors. 144 per round and 100 afternoon. It's the Poipu Visitor Special. It's good through November 30th. Poipu Bay Golf Course is Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal, kitchen designs, whether you need a roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical, continuing the Nike golf ball giveaway next weekend. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert. You know, you need security at your concert. Call Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need, whether it's here in Hawaii or in California. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. We achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. Motor vehicle accident, sport injury recovery, recovering from surgery. Moon Physical Therapy. It's Julie Moon. Now, demo day is today at Olomana. There's a hole-in-one contest. It is $15,000. You qualify with a 50-yard pitch, and then 10 people will actually go for that hole-in-one and the $15,000. It all starts at 10 o'clock this morning, goes until 3 o'clock this afternoon. TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, Nike, Cobra, Fixius Golf Bags. They're all going to be there with their latest stuff. Waffle Dogs, Music Truck. You're going to have a good time over at Olomana. You can always catch the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. And thank you to Hawaii Golf News and Travel. Norm, you're the best. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.